There is a theory, which I'm not necessarily endorsing. Let me go back a moment. And I want to emphasize this is a theory only. But it states that in the time of Noah, angelic beings cohabited with human women. And the result of the union was giants or heroes. And of course, if you're familiar with Greek mythology and other mythology, there's many, many historical indications that this is true. It's something to consider that Satan will ultimately find a human woman with whom he can have sexual relationship, and the product will be the Antichrist. I'm not saying that will happen, but it's just a way of viewing how these things could come about. So now, let's go on with the picture of the Antichrist. We're in Revelation 13. We'll go back to the first four verses. Beginning at verse 1. I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. The beast is apparently a political federation made up of different political elements. Its body is that of a leopard, the main part of him. What do we know about a leopard from the Bible? It cannot change its spots. Though it may appear in a very different guise, it's really still the same. Now, I hope I won't be run out of town for this, but there are two world powers today which are associated with the bear and with the lion. The bear is Russia, the lion is Britain. If it were a European federation, it would extend from Britain on the west through Europe to the Soviet Union, or to Russia on the east. And the majority of the nations in the middle historically have two features. First of all, they're imperialistic. Whether you take France, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Germany, Austria, Hungary, they're all nations that have had claims to empire. The second feature of them is basically, historically, they are primarily Catholic nations. Is the Bible telling us that the leopard cannot change its spots? That what we are dealing with is just an updated version of something that has been going on in history for a long while? This is just simply confronting you with possibilities. In a sense, my aim is to stimulate your thinking and to make you aware that the thing could be right. Well, I put it this way, the shadow of the Antichrist has already fallen across human history. How far is he behind his shadow? especially since we are now talking about essentially a United States of Europe, which biblical commentators have predicted for probably at least two centuries. And I'm certainly not attempting to say what ultimate shape they will take. What I'm pointing out is that, in essence, all the basic factors are already present and becoming more and more conspicuous every decade.